A proposal today for a program like the Peace Corps to battle the AIDS epidemic around the world. The plan comes from the Institute of Medicine. It would send health professionals to developing countries to build health systems. In its initial phase, the Global Health Service would focus on 15 countries in Africa and the Caribbean. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The U.S. Global Health Service would be modeled somewhat on the Indian Health Service and other public health programs. Dr. Fitzhugh Mullen chaired the IOM Advisory Committee that came up with the proposal. He says a key component would be a Global Health Service Corps, 150 physicians, nurses, and health administrators who would spend 2 years in a developing country.
What we need is people who can afford to or want to go abroad for a substantial period of time. This is not weekend warrior business.
Among other things, they would train the doctors, nurses, and pharmacists in developing countries who are going to have to deliver anti-AIDS drugs on a massive scale to the 2 million people the president's AIDS plan hopes to reach by 2008. This Global Health Service Corps that is sent to poor countries would not be the layers-on of hands.
We want people who can develop and manage systems. We want people who can establish an information technology infrastructure. We want people who can help teach and develop management systems for both personnel, drug deployment, and support activities.
For months, international organizations, church groups, and U.S. government officials have grappled with a major weakness in the president's plan, the lack of skilled health professionals in developing countries.
The United States has about one physician for every 350 people. In Mozambique, it's one physician for every 30,000 people. So the difference that an individual can make, a physician or nurse, in those resource-starved settings is phenomenal.
The salary would be modest, about $100,000 a year. Dr. Ken Mayer is head of Brown University's Division of AIDS, which has programs in India, Bangladesh, and Cambodia. He thinks the program will appeal to U.S. health professionals because of the growing importance of global health.
In 1984, only 6% of medical student graduates had any kind of international experience. Now it's more than 20%. When you're in a clinic in inner city U.S., some of the patients you're seeing have just gone off the plane from Africa, from South America. There's no such thing anymore. These illnesses are only present in this community or in that community.
The total cost of the program in the first year is about $150 million, just 4% of what the president has asked for his global AIDS relief plan this year. If approved by Congress and if it proves successful, the Global Health Service would be expanded to other countries. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.